Yo, what is up? This is Dylan Lewis, and you're listening to the Blister 57 podcast. Respect. What is up, peeps? Welcome to Blister 57 podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Why don't you check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com? Have I said Blister 57 enough times? Yes, I have.
All right, welcome to the new podcast, Blister 57 podcast with me. And also got a guest on today. We've got Bo. How are you, Bo?
I'm great, thanks, Brad. And how are you?
I'm going pretty well, mate.
Well, I haven't actually been to sleep yet, so this is going to be interesting.
All right, cool, man. All right, we're going to, on the show, first episode ever, and Bills 57 is going to be on next week to come on and have a bit of a chat. And awesome. You can check out his blog. On the internet, it's bills57.com, and also you can check out his YouTube channel, which does some pretty cool videos, and you can also download this podcast on his website as well, so which will be good. On the show, we'll be talking about some iPhone stuff, also some Foxtel news, and that's about it really for episode one. So, Bo, what's been happening on the iPhone world, mate?
Well, a lot. The App Store, of course, is full of great and random applications. I was going from earlier on today, checking out what's new on there, and I downloaded a few random apps. There's a application called Megaphone,
okay,
which allows you to say, for example, if you've got a on your home stereo, you've got the ability to plug in your iPhone through the headphone jacks through okay. an XL, you can actually run the application. You have it plugged in. I'll give you a demonstration because okay. I've got it all hooked up.
Cool.
I think it's going to come through. Maybe. There we go. So this is how it actually sounds through the iPhone.
Okay.
And it's the actual, this is not the actual, Pro version. This is the free version. I'm not sure what features you get in the Pro version, obviously, because I don't have the Pro version. But the free version is pretty basic. You've got an on and off switch, okay, which is a virtual touch switch. But yeah, it seems to work fine. Cool. I like it. Okay. I mean, this could be handy. You, for example, you're drinking at a friend's place and you decide, hey, let's karaoke. You know, I don't know if you can actually play music and use it at the same time.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's pretty different.
Okay, cool. Good stuff.
Do you do ratings on this show?
Ratings?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is just the first episode, mate.
In this case, I'm just going to be random. This may not continue to happen, but I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Okay, cool. And that's free on the app, on the iTunes store, is it? On the App Store?
It is. It's the free version.
Okay, and what's that application called again?
Megaphone.
Megaphone. All right, cool. All right, good stuff. Now, next stuff I want to speak about is the Foxtel. Now, you're new to this, Bo, because you haven't probably heard about it. We've got some new SD channels coming and some new 15 HD channels coming to Foxtel at starting on November the 15th.
Nice.
Which I can't wait. The channel is going to be in HD, WHD, UK HD, Fox 8 HD, Discovery HD, Showtime Action HD, Showtime Premiere HD, Showcase HD, Fox 1 HD, Fox 2 HD, Fox 3 HD, Movie 1 HD, StarPix 1 HD, and StarPix 2 HD.
God, and there's a lot.
There is. There's going to be pretty good. And in the SD channels, there's going to be, what is it? There's probably a few, not, yeah, there's just StarPix 2, 13th Street, FMC channel, I'm not sure what that is, Showtime Drama, and what else is there? That's about it, really. That's about it. And it starts on 15th of November. It's going to be a new look to the IQ2 when you wake up. And it's going to be all new features. And, it's going to be quite good.
That just makes me want to go out and get Foxtel. But, of course, I cannot yet do that. And hopefully I can do it in a month's time before November. Okay. That'd be awesome, though. That sounds like it's maybe going to be worth it. The only issue I have with Foxtel is their habit of repeating programs.
Yeah,
I mean, I understand why they do it.
Yeah,
it's just annoying, though.
It is. But
I mean, it's like you sit there and you're like, hang on, yeah, I did see that just 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Oh no, hang on, that was yesterday.
Yeah,
but
so
I guess they've got to do it. I mean, some people aren't watching it at that time. I understand that. And that's why hopefully they can maybe, like, you know, get these plus channels happening for 24 hours later.
Yep.
Like, you know, 24 hours ago yesterday.
Yep. So there will be some plus channels added too. But I'm just not sure where I can kind of lost them where I found them. Anyway, they're going to be added anyways to the new lineup as well. So there'll be plus channels. Also, there's going to be a new TV guide. There's going to be a what is it now? I've just lost it. Well, anyway, there's going to be some new features to it. I've just lost the bloody link to it. There's going to be iSuggest.
Also, it can. It's sort of like the iGenie. Is it Genie?
Yeah,
or
it's
something?
iGenie. What do you call it? Genius or something? Like
yeah,
on the
iPhone, where
iPhone,
it gives you the songs to what you play or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it suggests you the show or something. That sounds all right.
Yeah, and that'd be good. And also, there's going to be record me.
Okay.
Record me. It's just you can just bookmark stuff and then it just records. And yeah, it's just basically just going to be a new feature of recording stuff and that sort of thing.
Also, so, is it true they're bringing out an iPhone app or something like that?
I hear there is going to be one.
Yeah, I heard that.
I hope there's going to be one. There should be one. I actually got one price to make one, but I said no, too much money.
Yeah, it was going to be a bit expensive.
But also, talking of iPhone applications for the iPhone, I am actually getting one made for the Tech Webcast.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure how good it's going to be or how shit it's going to be, but I got hold of a guy. I won't say his name. I'll talk about next week. He does iPhone apps, and he's going to charge me like $100 to have it on the App Store.
Right, going to be free or
it's going to be free. Yep, it's going to be free.
Okay, so he's charging. Well, I guess because he's got to take the time to make it.
Yeah.
What is it that it's going to actually do? So hang on. Okay.
I sort of have to look into it more. I don't know if it's going to be worth it or not. But I did see one of his applications made by him. He did make one for someone else, and it looks pretty good. And that application is called Soldier Knows Best.
Okay.
You probably
I'm what's
sure
it do?
Well, what it is, it just basically you can do a search on the App Store,
right?
Gives you updates on his YouTube videos, his Twitter.
Oh, okay, and it has like his Twitter and stuff like that. And I've seen an app like that.
Yeah. So it should just be basically sort of like that, really. But
You should add your radio stations to it too.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't really do much radio anymore because I sort of didn't really want to do it anymore. I got bored of it. And they want me to pay bloody money.
Oh, yes, to stream,
I suppose that's all right, I suppose, but I'm sort of more into podcasts these days.
We're actually, I won't discuss that on the podcast. We'll save that for another time.
Oh, okay, all right.
But, yeah, there may be a revolution to our old stream, which hasn't been doing anything yet. If I can get an FM license for it.
Oh, nice. That might be come back, is it, mate?
It'll be coming,
All right, cool.
It's in the works.
All right, good stuff. All right, what's the next one you wanted to speak about, mate?
All right, there's an application called iSIP, which is pretty much a voice over IP application for the iPhone. I haven't yet tried this over the 3G network, but I'm pretty sure it does allow 3G access. I could be totally wrong there. So if someone out there is listening and it's like, I've got that application, it doesn't allow you, I do apologize. Okay. I'm just going by what I have tried. I'm pretty sure I have had it going without the Wi-Fi on.
Okay.
But pretty much the application now has been updated. It's not a free application. You've got to pay for it.
Okay.
It does cost, it used to cost $3.99. But at the moment, there's a price of $8.99 on there.
Okay.
But I believe that's because of the new features they've added to it. You can now actually record your phone calls, okay, which I think is handy, especially if you've got to do something legally. You know, you're not meant to record people without giving, you know, consenting to it. If they don't say yes, they can be recorded. Well, you can record it, but you just can't use it.
Yeah.
But the actual application itself is pretty basic and simple, very easy to use. It comes like it's pretty much all you have to do is you download it. Say if you've got a internet provider's voice over IP account, like it's got all the internode node phone, it's got iNet. So it's not just based in America. I don't even know where it was created. But pretty much they've got it's covered anywhere.
Cool.
Let's see if I can actually call. I'm going to try and call my brother in Bright,
okay,
in Victoria.
All right. Okay.
This should be great radio. Yeah. It may be a bit shit quality. Okay. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can swear.
Okay. Due to our internet being capped.
Okay. When does it get reset for you guys?
I think on the 10th November. Hopefully this works. I haven't yet. I only added my internode account to it last night, and I wasn't able to call anyone because of the time. But at the moment it says calling, and it did a timeout, request timeout. So what I might do is I will just quickly have a look. All the settings are on. Okay, well, maybe we'll skip. Oh, here we go. Technology, when it works and when it doesn't work.
That's right, exactly right. So can you call normal numbers on that at all, or?
You mean like the normal phone on the actual, like cellular, mobile phone?
Yeah, you can
phone.
Call like mobile numbers and home numbers and VoIP numbers, that's what
it is. Yeah, it gives you the option to either call over the voice over IP or use the actual phone.
Okay. All right. I'll give you my VoIP number if you want to call my number if you want to. If you can call it.
Only if it's going to work. It doesn't seem to be.
Oh, not going to work? Okay.
Doesn't seem to be. It's just is calling and then it times out.
Okay.
Which is pain in the butt.
Okay.
It seems to be all set right. It's all... Okay. Oh, actually, yeah, no, it is enable that and then that. Try disabling that. Save. Anyways, have you got any more IQs or anything more about Foxtel?
Well, that's about it, really, just because there's going to be some channels be starting on November the 15th, and that's going to be in about 46 days to go, and I'm looking forward to it.
We need to have a countdown.
Yeah, well, I've got one on Facebook, so that's restarted.
Nice.
Yeah, so one thing I want to mention is about the Foxtel download that I've been using.
Ah, yes.
Foxtel download. Now, what that is, you must be a subscriber to Foxtel. You log into Foxtel, download the program, install it, and then you can download the shows from the program, and then it just downloads, and then you can watch it as many times as you want.
Now, that is cool. So it doesn't actually, like, expire or time out. You can just...
No, it doesn't do that.
Now, that is actually good, because that allows you to enjoy it. I mean, how big in the way are the files to download?
Well, you can download whole movies, TV shows. I downloaded a movie the other night, and that took me about probably, how long did it take me? Probably about 15 to 20 minutes max.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how big was the actual file? Could you tell
me? We didn't really say.
See, that's the other issue that unless Foxtel is giving it, working with, how ABC have their TV, their online TV capture where you can, and it's like with our internode ISP, I don't have that anymore, I wish I did, that's all free data. You don't get charged to watch any of that.
Mm.
So Foxtel should do the same thing.
Well, yeah. Well, they said that in the thing before you download and stuff. It's not free.
Off,
yeah, not free. Yeah.
So, well, at least they warn you. I guess that's something.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. So that's been good. So I've used that a couple of times. I took a screenshot of it the other day and posted it on the internet so people can see it. And yeah, no, it's quite good. It works pretty well and that's pretty good. Foxtel download. Now, next one I want to speak about is have you got any more iPhone stuff there, Bo?
I'll let you speak, and then I've got two more applications.
Okay. I just want to mention next week on the Tech Webcast, we're going to have a guy called Scott. He does a Ustream show called Computer Ability. He'll be on next week on the Tech Webcast. And also another person called D-Rock. He does an iPhone review. He's going to be on this podcast, and also he'll be on the Tech Webcast as well. That's going to be on, I think he'll be on this show probably next week, I think.
That's
correct. I think it's worked it out. But, so I've got to work all that out. I've got to work out what day would record and that sort of thing. And I'll probably just stick to this day and record for 20 minutes. And depends how much Bryce edits this podcast. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's about it. So what's next, mate, on the
All right, you might know this application.
Yep.
Pixel Pipe.
Yep, I know one. Yep, Pixel Pipe, yep.
Well, it's a very useful tool.
It is.
If you don't know what it is, it allows you to pretty much link all your social media sites, as well as your blogs, as well as, what else, your Twitter. That's social media. Pretty much you just set up each account. I use it because of, can we promote Jailbroken stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. He does that, so it's all good.
Oh, good. Well, because I have a Jailbroken phone and I've got the video recorder.
Okay.
I can record little videos, and I've also got it set up for my WordPress blog, so sweet. I can blog anywhere.
Cool.
And I just update statuses. But I just take photos and stuff. It uploads them straight to my Flickr, my MySpace, my Facebook, as well as my YouTube, if they're videos. And the videos get also uploaded to Facebook as well,
okay,
which is fantastic. Yep. MySpace is yet to do videos, so they don't, but any photos gets added onto MySpace.
Yep.
I don't have any more media sites, even though there's millions of social media sites, and I probably should sign up to all of them, even though I won't use them. It just allows me to update my status, and pretty much, still interact on the actual media, the social media site, without actually physically going in there and logging in and doing it. I just leave a trail of stuff.
Yep.
Also, I got this application in the morning while I was browsing. It's called BW Camera, which stands for Black and White Camera.
Yep.
It pretty much allows you to go through your... It's a free version. I think it's a full version as well. It allows you to go through your photo library and select the photo, and it will make that photo black and white.
Cool.
Which is awesome because the quality of it, it's nice. It looks like a proper black and white camera has taken it. Personally, I give it 6 out of 10.
Okay.
The eyesight program, I'll give 4.
Okay, cool. Cool.
It wasn't working, so.
And what do you reckon about the video? The iPhone 3G. There's a on the Cydia place where you can download an application called Cydia Recorder.
Psycorder.
That's it. The Psycorder. Yep. What do you think about the video quality of that?
That is pure gold. Pretty much, what it's using is the full resolution of the iPhone's camera. So it's not actually like it's not degrading the quality. It's pretty much outputting the direct quality that's actually been seen from the camera.
Yeah.
So okay. I give it 10 out of 10.
Yeah, same.
And personally, we've got to thank the people who've made that possible.
Yeah.
Because Apple you know, the phone can cope with it, yet Apple, of course, is a moneymaker. And, you know, if you want to do videos, you have to have a free DS.
Yeah.
But if you're smart and not going to go out and just, you know, blow money out on a free DS to just do that, you can keep your old 3DS and do the same thing with a backdoor.
Yep, for sure. Good stuff. And I've actually recorded videos myself, but they come out pretty well. Yep, you can upload them to YouTube, Facebook, 12seconds.tv.
Yes.
And, yeah, quite good. Indeed.
Yeah, well, like all mine, I go and watch them on the YouTube after I've uploaded them. Yeah. The Facebook, I mean, the quality, when I use PixelPipes to upload it, the quality that comes out on Facebook is it's higher quality than the actual videos on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I was like surprised. I'm actually, it's great because like you can be out and about and pretty much say if something's happening, someone's, you know, doing something, or you at a concert, you can broadcast live or not the whole, well, you can broadcast live because you can use, what is it?
Quick.
It's that, yeah, Quick. And the Ustream app, which YouTube. I don't have on my phone, but you can also capture the videos and put them on your Facebook so all your friends can see it and your YouTube and stuff. It's great. I love my iPhone.
Yeah, same here. I love the iPhone too. I wouldn't go back to any other phone. And I've been trying to talk someone into getting an iPhone, but they want to get one. They got something else and a different phone. But it's really hard. It's really hard to talk people into getting an iPhone. I don't know why.
Because they hate Apple.
Yeah.
I mean, they know. I mean, I used to hate Apple as well. I mean, actually, I shouldn't say I hate Apple. I dislike Apple, and I still do, only because they're money makers.
Yeah, yeah.
I could say something else, money makers, beep beep beep, but I won't.
Yeah. Next question. I want to ask you a question to you, Bo. Are you getting Windows 7 when it comes out?
I probably will be.
Okay.
Honestly, I've still got to reinstall it on my laptop. Yep. I've got 2 gigs of RAM in my laptop now, so I should actually install Windows 7. I've got the ISO file. I just haven't yet burnt it to a DVD, which I might have to get my housemates do.
Cool.
Michael, if he can. Hey, did you know what?
What's up?
I just logged into Audio Boom, another Apple iPhone application.
Yep.
If you haven't had the go of that, just go to Audio Boo.
Yep.
Dylan Combs has an Audio Boo. Should we have a listen?
Yeah, play. Go ahead, mate. Play it.
All right.
Let's go.
Hopefully it works.
Yep.
Okay. It's just loading because of my fast internet out at the moment. So wish we were in America. Mm. And was there unlimited internet?
Yep.
They'd never see a capped moment. Well, it's loading.
I could probably play it from my end, mate. Probably.
If you can,
I can play it. You can find it. Where is it now?
So it's like
it's on page 2, I think it is. Hang on, I need to log into it. God.
Technology make it so difficult.
Hang on, he'll just have to edit this out.
Everybody,
here we go.
Audio Boo recording from.
Oh.
Did it stop?
It did.
Hang on. I'll get that back. By the way, Bryce, you have to edit this out, mate, if you listen to this.
Sorry.
Yeah, you have to edit this out.
If you don't, well, sorry, people, for listening. Oh, not really. Well, did that make sense? No. Sorry for making you listen to our jumbling. Trying to get something to work.
Find this message from Dylan Combs. Here it is here. 3G, here it is here.
Yep.
So I'll give this a spin. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? First Audio Boo recording from the new iPhone 3G that I got today, although I am going to have to re-jailbreak because for whatever reason, I mean, it's jailbroken now, but Cydia keeps crashing on startup.
Oh, no.
Nothing I can do except restore and re-jailbreak again. Well, that's all for now. Bye.
Awesome. So Dylan has a
Apple
3G phone again.
Yep.
Because he did have one. Well, he had a 2G, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a 2G. Yeah, yep, 2G.
Awesome. He's got a 3G now. We're going to be seeing him live. I actually haven't been catching up with John. I've been too busy with my own situation.
I am.
So yeah, I have to get back in the Dylan Combs fan people. Yep. What do you call them?
Chat room.
No, well, chat room, but the people who are in there, they're his
fans.
Fans, yes. That's the one.
Yeah, so no, it's pretty cool that he's got an iPhone 3G. He can do a lot now. He can use his SIM card and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and now he can do his audio booze like he just did. So we're going to be hearing more from Dylan.
Yep, for sure. Good stuff.
Should we plug him while we're talking about him?
Yep, go right ahead, mate.
Dylan, what is it? DylanCombs.tv.
Dylan.combs.tv.
There we go. Thank you. I knew there was something out of the beginning. But he owns. I like his. I want a Bo Sinclair.tv.
Yeah.
I've got a Bo Sinclair.info. Mm. But that's, you know, info. Actually, no, that's a pretty good domain.
Yeah.
Because info about me. I should say to when I go for a job, if you want to know more about me, just go to Bo Sinclair.info.
Yeah.
Or blog.bosinclair.info. Now I'm just promoting myself.
Anyway, well, we'll check out his. You can check out Bo's blog and my blog, bradsblog.org, which has been playing up past day or so, and also techwebcast.info, techconclave.com, more from John very soon. I think he's been
awesome.
Waiting for this HB stuff to finish.
Yes. I won't comment on that.
Is that comment good or bad?
It was good, but I don't know. HP's been a bit funny.
Yeah, they have. They have been a bit funny.
And I just don't know what the outcome's going to be. I mean, he says he'll be fine if he does nothing, but...
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of, holding a bit of string up at the moment and jiggling it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. No, well, he shook with me because he got some notification thing in his email saying that he's a
higher chance.
Something like that.
But we don't know if like all the people could have got that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
You know, we don't know if it was just John or if it was just like 100 the whole people who were in that last category.
Yep.
Hopefully he does win it. That'd be great.
Yeah, I hope he does. He deserves it, and then he does a good job. He does good work on his video.
Oh, he did his video. I can't believe he didn't actually get first. I really can't. I looked at those other videos, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah.
I mean, John put in a lot of effort, and I don't know. Maybe they were a bit biased because of how professional it looked.
Mm.
That may have actually let him down because maybe they thought, oh, someone's, paid to do that. He's paid to do someone to do that.
Mm,
but he hasn't. That was all him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He actually should get a job at a TV network there.
That's what I said to him. I said to him he should get a job at Region 3 or something, but I don't think he would take it.
Oh, not here. But he could get, I'm pretty sure they'd have TV networks where he is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
He could get a job in the media section doing the videos and video editing and stuff like that. I mean, he's also a web designer. He's got heaps of skills. I mean, he just needs to find the right or move into the city. Mm. He might have a better chance in the city.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. Well, finish this up. This has been 30 minutes podcast episode 1.
Awesome.
And, how do you reckon we went, Bo? Do you reckon we did all right, mate?
I reckon we've done fine. We had interesting stuff to talk about, but we'll let the listeners make that decision.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll let Bryce
make that decision as well.
Yeah. Because he's going to edit it and he's going to put it on his site. So that's bills57.com. Twitter, same thing. Just twitter.com/bills57. And then the podcast is bills57 podcast. That is a hard name to say.
Also, while we're doing Twitter,
twitter.com/AussieTechBoy. Yep. Please follow him. And also twitter.com/BradOz and TechWebcast and TechConclave. Cannot forget to plug John's show every episode because he's part of the TechWebcast as well. So, yeah, that's about it. Thanks very much for coming on, Bo. Next week, hopefully you can come on again, mate, and speak because you've done a good job.
No problems. Thank you. And I appreciate you actually asking me to do it.
No problem, mate. And I'm going to try and get you on some more. I want to get you on more podcasts because, you know a lot of things about iPhone and stuff and that sort of thing. And It's good to, yeah, no, good to talk about awesome. That sort of thing. And, that'd be cool. Yeah. All right, well, here it is. Here's this other intro we played at the beginning. I'm going to play it again, but this is going to be redone again because Dylan Lewis stuffed up the name because he didn't say it right. So I think it's quite funny.
It's all good. Dylan Lewis, you know, he's actually big here in Australia.
He is. It is. You know, I cannot believe, you know, I can't stress this a lot. You know, he's actually, you know, done a lot for us, and, you know, he's supported the podcast, and he's come on, have a bit of chat on my podcast, and he's done an intro for Bryce, and, you know, he's, you know, it's a pretty awesome. Cool guy, you know, he, you know.
Yeah, well, he's your friend, which makes it even better. You know someone famous.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Because he was on Australian television. I mean, that wouldn't be big to anyone else out of Australia, that's but right. Anyone on Australian TV is big to anyone who isn't on Australian TV. That's and he's right. also big, he's on Nova.
Yep,
on Nova. We won't go into, yeah, but he's, yeah, he does the show there.
Yeah. And also, he's a musician too. He does. He's into music like us, and he plays in. He played in two bands, and which is pretty cool.
Oh well, I don't know that. Either.
Yeah, he's played all in right. two bands. Yeah, yeah. So
we say goodbye now.
Yeah,
I guess.
Goodbye, Bo, and thanks for coming on, mate.
And thank you for having me on. And no I hope everyone who listens to the podcast likes what I had to say. I know they'll like what you said.
I hope so. Anyway, yeah. This has been episode one of Bills 57 podcast, and here is the intro that I played at the start because I like it. And yeah,
yo, what is thanks up? This is Brian. Dylan Lewis.
Bo, for coming on, mate.
What's that?
Thanks for coming on.
Oh, no problem. Sorry.
And you're listening to the Blister 57 podcast. Respect. What is up, peeps? Welcome to Blister 57 Podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Why don't you check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com? Have I said Blister 57 enough times? Yes, I have.
All right, thank you for coming on, Bo. This has been episode one.
Episode one.
Yep, thanks.